All right, here we go. So on Friday, whoa, that disappeared quickly. Let's see if this stays. Okay. Well, as you can see right now, both Mark and I are traveling. So I am in Las Vegas where I'm attending an AI conference. Mark, you are still in Bodega Bay where you spent the weekend and decided to just spend another day, which is great. But let's talk about the market. So what's happening there on Friday? The S&P 500 and NASDAQ extended their losses. And then also the NASDAQ has a six-day losing streak. NVIDIA was sliding 10% on Friday. So the key question is, what will happen this week? Can the markets recover? And there's a lot going on this week. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Monday, April 22nd. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it, even though when we are traveling.
Yeah, markets giving us some interesting stuff, even though we are on the road and enjoying some time away. Like you said, Marcus, a pretty decent losing streak, and today markets trying to recover, and a decent start, but it's kind of fizzled out.
I mean, it's interesting. So right now, some people say, "Oh my gosh, well, what do we do with this correction?" We talked about it this morning. This is not a correction. I mean, we're down from the highs just around 5%. So this is just a retracement. Yes, of course, we are below the 50-day moving average, so that is significant. But if we also look a little bit here at the larger picture, we see that we had just this massive rally. I mean, look at that. If I keep zooming out, then we see how massive this rally is. So from the lows that we had in the beginning of 2023, we rallied, what, 50%? And even if we take a look at the rally from October on, I mean, this is a rally of 27%. Year to date, we are still up 5% in the S&P. So, I mean, this is kind of okay. I mean, we wrapped up the first quarter. We are now in the second quarter. So the first 4 months, and we're still up 5%. That's pretty good.
Exactly. I mean, if you average 5% every 4 months and you're up 15% for the year, you're beating a typical year for the S&P. And for anybody who is a little confused, technically a correction is considered a 10% pullback from highs, and bear market would be 20%. So this would just be a pullback, not a correction.
Yeah. So anyhow, what's contributing to this pullback here? And it is mainly the higher interest rates. I mean, the 2-year yield today pulling back a little bit, but this morning we opened above 5%. The 10-year yield also pulling back a little bit, but decisively about 4.6. And this is the inflation is sticky, and higher for longer is actually what we're looking for when we look here at the probabilities. Let me actually bring up the probabilities. And we know we talked about it that at some point, traders were hoping that as early as March, the Fed would lower interest rates. Now, I mean, it looks like September.
And that's probably a realistic target for compared to what we've seen, where the Fed funds futures and traders have really been overly optimistic, I believe, with what they expected from the Fed. At least that's been proven to be the case. So September, I think that's a decent call.
Yeah, super interesting. I mean, we should have taken a screenshot, but on Friday, we saw that there were actually probabilities of around 1%, 1.2% that the Fed might raise interest rates. I mean, this has disappeared this morning, but they were there on Friday. They were there last night. I saw it.
Yeah, and some Fed members have tossed around that idea, but I don't think that there's any weight to it. I just think that they're being realists, right? Hey, it's possible that we need to raise rates again, right? That doesn't mean they will or that's what they
Right.
expect, but sure, can it be on the table if data supports it? Yes, but I don't think that's the case.
Yeah. So, I mean, this we're looking at the economic calendar this week. We do have a super important inflation report coming up, and that is on Friday. So on Friday, the core PCE price index, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. Well, it is expected to come in at 0.3%, same as the previous months. And this is where, if it comes in better, that's where we probably see the probability shifting. If it comes in higher, then we might actually see that the probabilities of the Fed raising interest rates might be back on the table.
That's definitely something to watch. End of the week. I mean, that's really the biggie. Thursday, there's advanced GDP unemployment claims, but aside from the economic calendar, earnings are going to be the key this week.
I'm still trying to figure out advanced GDP. Is that the first one? Because we have advanced, preliminary, and then we have final. I do believe that advanced is the first reading. And then, as weird as it sounds, preliminary is the second one.
You know what? I am 99% sure, and I am just double-checking that since you brought it up, and then you had me lose my certainty on that. But I can find out right now.
Yeah.
And yes, you have three versions of GDP released a month apart: advanced, preliminary, and final. So you kind of think that the preliminary, because it sounds like that would be the first in the bunch, but no, it is advanced.
I know, this is why I thought it's so weird. So this will be interesting because the advance is the first reading. So for last quarter, right now expected to dip at 2.5%. So meaning that possibly, the economy is weakening, and that's what the Fed wants to see. And I know that Kip got all excited in the background. So while he is he's coming down, let's talk about what else is in focus this week. And in focus this week is definitely earnings. Earnings season kicking into gear here. As you can see, we started 2 weeks ago where we had around 10 stocks reporting. These are the most notable ones, which were mainly the banks. Then last week kicking up. But this week, look at this, 158 stocks reporting earnings.
Yep, we are in the middle of earnings as well. This kicks off the middle of earnings. You saw that this week and next are the busiest for the bigger companies. And this is a big one, Marcus. I mean, look at all those big names.
Yeah, so we have Tesla here. We have IBM here. We have Meta here. We have Microsoft here. We have Alphabet here. We have a few more oil companies here. We also have Visa after Amex reported earnings last week. We have some Dow components like Caterpillar, GE, PepsiCo. So we have a little bit of everything this week.
Yep. Busy week.
And I mean, earnings are really still so far hit and miss. I mean, Netflix, NFLX, last week really slid down after reporting earnings, even though they were better than expected because they said we no longer will report subscribers. This is what Wall Street didn't like. And then on the other hand, we had what's American Express? AXP. AXP, yes. American Express, reporting earnings on Friday and jumping higher on better than expected earnings.
Yeah. Nice move there.
So where are we this morning? So this morning, as you said, Mark, we opened higher, pulling back a little bit. So the opening higher was basically because there were no news from the Middle East over the weekend. And this was what traders were concerned about on Friday, that there might be more tensions between Iran and Israel. No news there from the region. So this is where we opened higher. But right now, it's fizzling out. And really, the nervousness about Friday's PCE index and also what will the big companies reporting earnings, that's kind of right now in focus.
Yeah, and there have been little reports from the Middle East, but Iran did say that they will not escalate the conflict with Israel, and crude oil was down earlier. But then, I mean, you never know what's going on in the Middle East.
Right. So crude oil pulling back here a little bit, and we see that it spiked, when was it, on Friday, after there were explosions reported in Iran, which we now know was a calculated strike from Israel. But pulling back from the highs that it made earlier, I mean, right now, this is a pretty healthy pullback. I mean, if you see there, that's, almost 8% from the highs that we made a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of this is also being seen in gold, because gold making Also seeing a pullback, gold could be considered a flight to safety, especially if there are inflation concerns, but also geopolitical issues. And that pullback there in gold is decent compared to what we've seen over the last couple of weeks.
So on Friday, also NVIDIA losing big time, losing 10% this morning. Looked like it made back a little bit, but right now only up 1%. And this is where we go back to the largest, let's close this here really, to the largest stocks by market cap here in the US. And we see that right now NVIDIA and Alphabet battling it out. In terms of market cap, 1.937 for NVIDIA, 1.934 for Alphabet. Could this be the week where Alphabet, Google, takes the number three again?
You know, could be. It could be. It's getting close. I know who's not on that list. Tesla.
Tesla keeps sliding. Tesla keeps sliding. I mean, right now, look at this, lost another three spots, now on 15. So let's hop over there to Tesla. And there were some news over the weekend. And right now, Tesla down another 4.5%.
Yeah, there was news that they slashed prices on its cars globally after first quarter deliveries fell for the first time in almost 4 years. Elon saying Tesla prices must change frequently in order to match production with demand.
And they do it. And I mean, we talked about it. I mean, Tesla changing it every few weeks. You don't hear this from the other car companies. I mean, Tesla, because also they don't have a distributor network, right? I mean, all they need to do is adjust the price on the website. That's basically it.
Yeah. And then it gets some good traction, good news. I mean, we're talking about it, right?
Yep. All right, let's take a look at our positions because there's a lot going on. So let's first talk about WTF positions. And so we actually exited a few of the WTF positions. ABBV, did we exit this one?
Yeah, you got out of that one.
Right, I got out of this one this morning. So ABBV got out of this one, got in at 168, exited it this morning. I think, let me just double check here, but I think that this was a small loss. Just have to move something out of the way here. Yeah, this was a loss of $68.75. So not a big loss here, but yes, got a sell signal here. So exited this one. CCAP, this is another exit signal that we got this morning. So here we entered at 70.09. I exited this morning at 67.94, so that is a little bit larger loss for me and my account size, $1,700 that we took as loss here. So CCAP was not behaving as we expected. And also another exit signal. You were also in AT&T, right?
Yep.
So we saw this in the open with an exit signal. And this also for me a scratch trade, so a loss of $35.70. So that's pretty much a scratch trade. And I mean, we just got out, it seems that perfectly, because now it's pulling back.
Yeah, some exits to consider, also a couple new ones.
Yeah, so existing positions, I am in CPRT. So CPRT got long at 54.49, right now at 53.01. So slightly down. Fortinet, I entered this last week at 64.89. You, since you freed up some positions this morning, you decided to enter it this morning.
Yeah, I decided to join you there and got in at the open.
Got in at the open. So we are both in it right now. Slightly down here, so because right now we are trading at 62.71. We also still have, did you ever get into Ross?
Yes.
Okay, so we're both in Ross. Entered at 140.14, right now trading at 133.46, so slightly down here. And then, yeah, new positions. Let's talk about those. There were quite a few new positions this morning popping up.
Yeah, there were quite a few, a bunch of them. And I decided to focus on one from this list, AMAT, Amazon, GM, MU, Qualcomm, all on the list. I decided to take MU.
Yep, I am with you. So this is why there's the smiley face next to it. MU, We entered this morning at 107.60, right now at 106.94, so slightly down, but we'll see what happens here over the next few days. And then we also decided to take one more.
Yeah, and this is where we have the open below entry on the scanner list. And so these are signals that are still open, but the current price is below the original signal price. And so taking a look at this list, I really liked Marriott from last week, and I decided to take it with another spot opening up.
Yeah. So Marriott, we entered this at 240.65, and right now trading at 236.18. So this is the two positions that we entered here this morning. Hopping over to the wheel in our portfolio, Apple. We got assigned an Apple, and we got assigned at 167.50. And this morning, you decided to sell the calls against the existing position right here at 167.50. I decided to hold out. I said that I wanted to sell the 170 because I believe that the Apple will go back into this range that we had between 168 and 178 right here. Well, it seems that your decision was the right one this morning.
Well, when I first get assigned, my plan and goal is to sell calls at my cost basis, my assignment price, and I know that you were targeting a higher price level to make some money on the stock. And I like that idea as well. With earnings coming up, the entry was according to my plan. I had enough time based on my rules and my plan. But with earnings coming up, I thought, let's just go at that 167.50 since that's typically what I do, get some premium. I got a buck 30, which was 56% annualized.
All right. Well, nicely done. I'm waiting to sell calls, hopefully at a little bit higher price. So let's see if Apple is bouncing back. CSIQ, especially this morning, all over the place. Right now, it seems that it has found some support at 14. Nothing for us to do. I mean, this is too early to consider another rescue mission on this one here, but it seems that prices right now have stabilized. Right now, down, what, minus 1.5% has been up this morning, down this morning. A little bit all over the place, nothing to do there just yet.
Yep, keeping an eye on this one to potentially add.
Yeah. NEE, so that's an interesting one. NEE today up 0.5%, and earnings tomorrow before the bell. And we'll see. This will be an interesting one now. Shall we take a look at the earnings analysis for this one?
Sure.
Take a look at our earnings analysis that we have here. And yeah, we see it's kind of not really conducive. Usually the overnight price reaction 8 out of 12 times higher, but the price probability over the next 7 days kind of 50-50.
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of a coin toss here, and the 7th day reaction being the bigger reaction is I like to look at both, but I'm not getting out of this tomorrow after earnings, right? So that's where the longer term reaction to me makes sense to focus on, and it's a bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah. So also, if we look here at the expected move, this is where we have the expected move. We see that okay, here we are. So the expected move is that it could move up to 66.54. I'll take this, or move down to 62.69. That's still above the lows that we made recently at around 61.50. So I'm okay with this. This is where I'm with you. I mean, I'm
Yeah.
not really looking. To get out, as we can see, 3% to the upside, 3% to the downside. I'm okay with this move. I'm comfortable with this.
And let's make it go to the upside.
Let's make it go to the upside. Let's draw some arrows here. So right here, not here, you go up here. All right, good. UPS also a little bit all over the place this morning. UPS right now still up 0.5%. Was up as much as 1%, and this beautiful trend line that you actually started drawing in one of the coffee with marks just holds beautifully.
Yep. Sometimes you just got to draw a line.
A magic trend line. Okay, let's take another look at what the markets are doing here right now. Before we do you have a dad joke for us?
No, but I was reading about so once upon a time there was this king who was only 12 inches tall. He made a terrible king, but he made an excellent ruler. Sorry.
Right, I got one
And for
for you.
anybody that uses the metric system, that probably didn't
Yep.
work out too
That didn't work.
well.
Okay, why don't elephants go to the beach? Why don't
Tell me.
they? Well,
Tell me.
they can't keep their trunks up.
Oh gosh. But some people go to the beach even if they can't keep their trunks up. So I don't know about
Elephants
that
avoid it. Elephants avoid it.
one,
Okay. S&P
Marcus. They're
500
more
gold under
moderate.
5 minute chart. Yeah, go ahead.
They're more modest. It's all right.
They're more modest. Yeah. Okay. So we are filling the gap, as it seems. So filling the gap means that we are right now approaching Friday's closing prices. So what do you expect after that?
I think that right now we're still indecisive. I do think we're going to finish slightly positive. We have this gap fill. I don't think we're going to go into more selling, but I don't think we're really going to take off from here. We're just going to drift a little bit up, would be my guess. Finish the day positive.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably we're finishing up less than 0.5%, I would say, or right around there. Maybe that we finish up right around here where we open. So I would say somewhere in between whatever these numbers are, 4,995, and this is probably 4,970, somewhere in between there. That would be my prediction.
Yeah, and I was hoping, to be honest, I was hoping for more today, right?
Yeah.
It looked like there was some selling going into the weekend. We had all of the inflation concerns and yields rising, but then also the conflict with Israel and Iran and getting a little bit of a let up there. I was hoping that we get a nice jump and follow through today, but it's just not there. So probably choppy going into the rest of the session.
And at first it looked like we might crack through the magic 5,000 level, because that's right now the line in the sand, the 5,000 level. I don't think that we will crack above the 5,000 level today.
I'm with you.
Okay. Anyhow, that's where we are, as you can see. Still doing Coffee with Marcus and Mark, even though we're traveling. So if you enjoyed today's show, give us a like. We really appreciate all of the likes. And if you, what else? If you feel that this was good information, feel free to share. There's a share button right underneath. If this is your first time here, welcome. Hope you enjoyed it. Click subscribe, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.